Welcome back to the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330 and SportsFanRockford.com.
It's also where you can find the podcast, the Sports Fan Rockford app as well. If you didn't get the chance to download that thing, it is free and it plays everything we've got here. It's a 24-hour sports station. High school football, which we've got coming up a little bit later on. Boylan undefeated, taking on a team out of Aurora whose name I'm forgetting and they're not part of my notes, but we will carry that broadcast for you in just a little bit here. It starts at 1 o'clock as the Boylan Titans try to move on to get to the quarterfinals. We are coming down to the high school playoff championships here in 2 weeks, and we're following that along. We are your home for Nick 10 football. We're also your home for Talking Racing as the only local racing show here in the Rockford area, and I'm excited to talk about this next thing. One of the biggest stories, like, since we've started doing this show, for sure, but even before that, one of the bigger stories of all time. I'm Jackson, by the way, alongside Thomas Gomez here. And Thomas, you texted me when you found out about it early this week.
Yeah. It was, I think, was it a Jeff Gluck tweet that said, Jeff Gluck's tweet literally said he had to do a triple take on the news because he's like, I didn't read that right. And I had to do a triple take on his tweet because I'm like, I did not read that right.
It was the same feeling that I got too. I said, wait, he did what? He's been that good, so he bought what?
I'm like, how much money does this guy have?
Roger Penske isn't going to tell you about how much money he's got because they're going to keep that thing private in between them. But I can imagine the billions, right?
Oh, easily. Easily.
He's worth 1.6, according to Forbes. I don't typically care about that kind of information, but it was in the article that I was reading from Jordan Bianchi on The Athletic. And look, the guy's in a million different racing organizations. He's been a strategist for, you know, Willpower on the IndyCar scene. He's got three drivers that he puts out there, Newgarden, one of them, every single week. And now he bought the IndyCar series and the most famous race probably in all of racing, the freaking Indy 500. Indianapolis Motor Speedway is now owned by Roger Penske Entertainment Corporation, which I didn't even know existed.
Yep.
This blows my mind.
Yeah, he bought Indy and Indy. He bought all of Indy.
He can run for governor next week. So where do you want to start with this in terms of breaking it down? Because there is some information to unpack here with Roger Penske. Where would you like to go? Would you like to go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway or the IndyCar first?
Let's do the Speedway.
Okay. We've got the Speedway coming up, and Roger Penske is part of NASCAR as well. I'm looking at this thing, and immediately I think, well, they got to probably have the Brickyard race going for the next couple of years, right?
That's a given. Yeah, they're not. If Roger Penske is going to be racing in the Cup Series, there's no way he's going to let NASCAR skip out on going to Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
I mean, he's a guy that, and you know, as a fan listening, or maybe you're just tuning in, you're more of a casual person, but Brad Keselowski's car, Ryan Blaney, as well as the 22 and Joey Logano, those are all Roger Penske cars. And there was talk that the Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway was not going to be part of the NASCAR schedule when they reformulated everything in 2021. There's still plenty of time before they figure that out. They've got about 6 months or so, I think, until they'll announce next year's schedule, the 2021 schedule. But I'm with you. I think that Roger Penske is going to make sure that NASCAR is going to be running in that thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say for the Speedway, one thing I saw or heard, or guess I saw rumored online, is that he's looking at putting lights at Indy for a potential night race.
You forget that there, and by you, I don't mean you. I forgot that there were no lights.
No lights, yep. I forgot that until I see that, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm like, then me, I'm like, well, how much does that cost? Like, those lights are expensive. How much does it cost to put it around that big track?
Dude. It's a 2 mile track. It's over 1,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much land he just bought. And he was going to walk the entire thing this week and just make a list of 10 things that he wants to put together. He's going to invest capital, he says. IndyCar's on its way up. Indianapolis Motor Speedway with the Indy 500 is on its way back up. Everybody around the sport feels like it's bottomed out. So we'll see with the lights, and maybe they add some seats or they try to figure out a way to make it cool like a lot of these other racetracks. We just saw the carnival type setting in the background at Texas. Talladega's doing some things, and Penske's a businessman. He understands. What I'm concerned about with the IndyCar series, Penske's still going to own three of these cars. He's not going to be a strategist anymore for my guy Willpower, but he's still going to own the cars. And now he's going to be the guy in charge of the entire thing, an owner, right? How is it going to work out with him at IndyCar, Thomas?
It's very, very convenient is how it's going to work out.
A little bit.
No, he's actually gone on record and said he'll be stepping down from the pit box and calling the races. He's not going to be involved with that anymore. He's actually going to separate the sanctioning body of the IndyCar series away from the IndyCar series that he's going to be involved with. He only wants to be involved with the business operations. He doesn't want any involvement with the rules or anything, because then he would have an unfair advantage, or people would see that he may have an unfair advantage. So he wants to separate that right from the get-go. You know, I'm not interested in that. I want to build up the series.
That's smart, because perception is reality is a phrase that a lot of people, I mean, if they see you with somebody or if they see you as something, as an owner, but also as mm-hmm. the guy who owns everything, of course it's going to look that way when your team wins again. And the guy's won 18 Indy 500s in his life, so that's good that he's running the business side. What's concerning to me, guy's 82 years old. He ain't young.
No.
This is going to absolutely keep him going. He's not in bad shape by any means, but
he's very active.
100%. And I'm not saying that, you know, 82 for him is old whatsoever. He could be on this earth for another 20 years. But it's still just 20 years. So while he's taking on this huge, all of his life's work going into this thing, he's got to figure out different ways to where there's going to be division of power, and he's got to look ahead. You know, he could set it up now, but he's also got to have a vision looking ahead too. And I think that he's going to do a lot of good, but I think part of the job and what makes it harder for him is that he's going to have to try to figure out ways in which he can disperse who's going to do what in the event that, you know, life happens.
You always have to have that plan. Always. Especially when you're in a management role like this and you own something that huge.
Yeah.
You have to.
Of course he's going to take that option. It was cool, the story, because the conversation of him even buying all of this stuff from Holman and company, like, I don't remember which representative it was. I don't know if it was Holman, but somebody came up to him on the very last IndyCar race and he said, I know that you're working on trying to win this race right now, and Penske did and ended up winning the championship. I would like to talk to you about becoming the next stewardess of this entire thing. And then he walked away, and Penske just got very serious when he looked at him as the story's being told. I got it through The Athletic where I was reading this, and Penske then called him back, and then they immediately, you know, they got this thing done about as easy as they possibly could. They cut all the crap, and then they were like, okay, what is it that you want? How much is it? It's an undisclosed amount of money that this was, but it's an interesting story. He's still going to have these full-time rides. I can't get over that. But what's also cool, Pocono, we talked about Pocono in the mm-hmm. IndyCar series. That's not going to be on the schedule going forward. But you and I have debated over the course of the last couple of weeks, if Pocono's not going to be there, what's going to make us interested in watching IndyCar? Competitive racing, number one. But two, we'd like to see more ovals.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of road courses and a lot of street races.
That's what NASCAR doesn't have.
Yeah, can they just merge the two?
Yeah.
Penske's talking about looking into getting another oval track onto the schedule. And if they did that, does that mean that we're going to have an IndyCar and NASCAR weekend?
That would be cool. I'd like that. That would make an interesting doubleheader compared to, you know, NASCAR's doubleheader, just the Cup Series, same place, you know, same weekend.
Right.
They have a doubleheader like that. You can even have drivers crossover series too. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. I wasn't even thinking about that, but you've got the Indy 500. Maybe NASCAR can move the Brickyard up to that. Was it Joseph Newgarden who was riding around and doing a trial run at the Roval before NASCAR was there?
I think so.
Be cool if they did a Roval weekend.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. There's a couple other tracks too. I think Richmond. I think IndyCar does Richmond as well. I've got to go back and remember. And to be honest, you and I are fans. We don't know this stuff by mm-hmm. heart. I watch it when it's on. I don't watch it religiously like we watch the Cup Series in NASCAR, but overall, it looks like the Brickyard 400 is going to stick around. That's a bad thing, I feel like. But if Penske's behind it, I feel like he'll find a way to make it a little bit better. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on with the Roger Penske takes over the world?
Takes over topic? The world. No. The only thing I can think of is that Penske, his organization itself, you know, aside from everything he just did, I think I read somewhere that makes $20 billion roughly a year. And then the IndyCar series doesn't even come close to that. Like, it's way ahead of that. So it's like, I'm just kind of interesting. I'm a numbers guy. I like to see the numbers.
Yeah.
So to hear them hear
our
somebody
resident accountant
talk about,
right here, Thomas Gomez.
Sure. but to hear them just kind of talk about or see them talk about how the IndyCar series makes so much more money than what his organization does, it's like, I wonder what's in the future then.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know. It's just weird.
It's new.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
We've had a couple of, like, major news stories here with the ISM and NASCAR merger, different ISM, but the NASCAR merger a couple of weeks ago. And now the Penske news this week where IndyCar and Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's all owned by this guy. Mm-hmm. It's just nuts. And this is just the first of many big things and big changes to come in racing. And when we don't know what those changes are, you can't help but be optimistic about the future.
Right.
So we'll see what happens going forward. What we do know is that in the immediate future, we've got a race in Phoenix coming up that says it's 500, but it's 500 kilometers. And we're going to talk about that and give you our pick three, the final race of the round of eight. We're going to know who the championship four is. Thomas, I look forward to finding out who you think is going to be in the championship four. I'll ask you that question and see who you feel is going to be eliminated up next. It's the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
We'll take two tires and a splash of fuel. It's the Racing Rundown on Sports Fan Radio 1330.